Hey, Cookie Crew, I'm your girl, Cookie Effect. Welcome to part two of Who's Right and Who's Wrong, okay? Please, before you listen to this episode, please go over and listen to part one of Who's Right and Who's Wrong so you get a better understanding of what we're talking about today, okay? Hope you're all doing well. Hope your day is going great, and I cannot wait to get into this mess. All right, now y'all, you've had a few days since I posted the first episode for you guys to really have an idea of sort of what this topic and this scenario is going to be about. A lot of you have reached out to me and told me you know what I'm about to say because you guys have been through it. And that's crazy to me because I haven't even said anything, but a few ladies have already told me or given me their opinion and their thoughts on what I'm about to say, which is so interesting to me. That should tell you how regular, how often this scenario happens to women. And so for the fellas that are listening, this is not a male bashing situation. This is for you men to listen without any type of biasness, pride, or anything. Just listen with an open heart and hear what I'm saying. Look at the scenario and be honest with yourselves and with us women. Leave comments and let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you think about the situation. Because I feel like I need for us as men and women to start having these types of discussions so we can really understand how each other feels. A lot of men don't know and understand how these things, their actions affect us women. And a lot of women do not know and understand how some of our actions affects these men to make them or turn them the way they are with us. And don't get it twisted, girls. It's not always the wife, the girlfriend. Sometimes it's about the mother of the man. If a man's mother is not raising this boy to be a gentleman, if their mother had not raised them to respect women, if their mother have not raised them to protect women, these men are not gonna know or care how to treat women. A lot of men have been conditioned to only protect their mothers. Listen to me when I tell you, a lot of these black men are only trained and conditioned to only protect their mothers. A lot of the times, a lot of black men, a lot of men protect their mothers, whether their mothers are right or wrong, because they're blindly loyal. But then they will chastise their wives, their girlfriends, who were there for them, doing less than what their mother ever did for them. Do you understand? It's all fucked up. It's all the way messed up. So I just pray that you guys hear me when I say this. I'm not male bashing or anything like that. I'm just speaking the truth, my truth, how I see things. It may not resonate with you, but I'm open for a conversation. Let's talk about it. All right. So basically, the last episode ended where I called my friend on Saturday, which was now the big day of her date. This is the day that they've arranged to meet. She's finally going to hang out with him, go to meet the family. There's a big wedding. Excuse me, his best friend's wedding and all of that good stuff. So I call my friend in the morning to give her a pep talk, as us girls do. I'm excited. I'm expecting her to pick up the phone, excited as hell. My girl picks up the phone and I see my friend laying in her bed, damn near almost in tears. And I'm like, hey girl, ain't today your big day? What are you doing? What's going on? Are you ready? And she looked at me And she said, "Cooks, forget it. There's not going to be a big day." I said, "What? What are you talking about?" She was like, "There's not going to be a meetup. There's not going to be none of that." He ditched me. I say, "What? What do you mean he ditched you?" So here is what my friend told me. Everybody, please brace yourselves. In fact, I know the girls listening are not going to be surprised at this, but, you know, just in case. So, guys, this is what my friend told me. Exactly to the T, what happened. So, the wedding was on a Saturday. On Friday night, the whole week from the Monday to the Friday, they had been texting even more, getting even more closer. They've been talking about the preparations for the weekend rendezvous. They even spoke about what they're going to wear, matching outfits. I mean, you know, my friend, she's a little extra now. She's a little team too much, but you got to love her. That's just who she is. Okay, so she had to plan everything. They decided on what colors they were going to wear. She made her hair appointment, nails done, hair done. She bought new outfits. On Friday night, the day before the event, guys, Friday, one day before the event, she calls him. They speak for 2-3 hours on the phone that night. He's telling her how excited he is to see her the next day. She tells him, "Hey, I have booked the hotel. So make sure if there's anything you need to tell me, if you want to change your mind, let me know now, so I can cancel the booking tonight before tomorrow." He told her, "No, everything is good. I'll pick you up from here. We're meeting up at 4. Everything is great. I'm super excited. I'm falling for you. Everything is great, y'all." My friend went to sleep with the knowledge that she was going to meet him tomorrow and everything was good. She gave him every single opportunity to change his mind. She even suggested to him, "Look, if you feel that it's too soon for me to meet your family and friends at this wedding, I don't mind waiting for you at the hotel while you go to the wedding. And then when you come back, we can turn up and have our own rendezvous." That's a grown-ass woman. That's a woman who understands life and situation. That's a woman with good intentions for you. That's a woman not trying to trap you. That's a woman giving you options to back out or not. That's a woman who is not trying to be controlling or obsessive. That's an independent woman. And what does this 40-year-old man say? He said to her, "Everything is perfect. I want to see you tomorrow. I'm going to pick you up. Everything is good." Now, mind you, they live about 3 hours away from each other. She booked her train ticket also to get to him. So she's made all of these arrangements. She's bought an outfit, spent money. She got her hair done, spent money. She got her nails done, spent her money. She got a babysitter because she has a child, spent her money because she'll be gone for a day, a night, spent her money. She booked the hotel, spent her money. She booked her train ticket, spent her money. These are just the basic preparation a woman does every time she has to leave the house on a date. This is the basics, guys. In case you're surprised or shocked, these are the standard things that we do before we even come outside to meet you. Do you understand how much has already been spent prepping before I even meet you? Guys don't really understand what you put us women through. Y'all don't understand what y'all do to us women and what we us women do for you. I'm not saying we are perfect beings, but God damn it, we try. We try for losers. We try. I'm not even going to get personal with this because this touches my soul. I'm dealing with shit like this and it just hurts me. So she then says, she wakes up on Saturday morning. Now, this is the day. Now, mind you, everything I've told you guys, please, can you guys comment below? Let me know where she went wrong. Let me know what is not understood here. Let me know if you see a sign of anything that this man doesn't want to do this, he's not into her. Please, y'all, let me know because he's the one that initiated this visit, this event, this stuff. He invited her. So please, y'all, let us know where she has gone wrong so far. Please, be honest. Now, the next part of this situation is she wakes up on a Saturday and gets a text in the morning. 9 o'clock, they were supposed to meet at 4 in the afternoon. She gets a text at 9 in the morning, and the text says, "I am sorry. I don't want to string you along. I don't think I can do this. You are a very nice woman, and I don't want to hurt you. I struggle with commitment, and so I don't want to put you through that. So I'm sorry. I hope you understand." Hello? 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 What? Excuse me? Say what now? Wait, what? Yes. That is how he dumped her. That is how he turned her down. Now, mind you, like any other person would do, my friend is all in shock. She's feeling some kind of way. She's upset. She's angry. She's confused. She's like, what the fuck? So she sends him a text message. "Hey, baby, what's going on? Let's talk about it. It's fine if you're getting cold feet. I don't have to meet up with you. Please call me so we could talk. It's fine." Ladies and gentlemen, these are two 40-year-old women, grown adults. 40. They're in their 40s. Grown. And this is what the man responded to her. Crickets. He left her unread. He didn't read the message. He didn't respond back to her. That was Saturday. The whole of Saturday, she never heard from him. He didn't even acknowledge her feelings. He didn't even acknowledge all the things she had had to go and cancel and lust out on. He didn't even acknowledge that this girl was looking forward to meeting you and you just crushed her. He didn't even acknowledge her time, her effort. He ignored her. And today's Monday, and she still hasn't heard a peep from him. And that's the end of my story. So please, anybody listening out there, whether you're male or female, my friend is confused. We spent the whole weekend trying to figure out where she went wrong. Was it her? Was it not her? Was she too much? What did he? Why did he tell her he was in love with her? Why this? Why that? We were trying to decode everything. The whole 2 months. All the text messages. All the pictures they were sending each other. All the nudes they were sending each other. Everything this man said to her. I have the receipts. Where did she get it wrong? Why should men feel that it's okay to destroy a woman's self-confidence? Just like that. A grown-ass man cannot face the music. You said it with your chest. Why don't you deal with the consequences? Why don't you pick up that phone like a real man and say, hey, I'm getting cold feet. I don't want to do this. I just used you. But you want to send a message and then you want to ignore this girl? And now what's going to happen? Now me, her friend, and people who care about her have to pick up the pieces, rebuild her. This is what you men do to us women. We're steady rebuilding our lives. And you guys keep crushing it because you guys are fucked up individuals. Mentally screwed men walking around this earth, destroying women, but yet have the nerve to say there are no good women out here. You guys don't deserve no good woman. Y'all don't know what to do with a good woman. Yes, I feel hurt. I take this personal because me, myself, I've been in these scenarios over and over. Having to rebuild my life because of a man. Because of men rip you to shreds. They take from you. They use you. They control you and they abuse you and they leave you. And nobody says anything about it. Society stays silent. Their friends stay silent. Their homeboys stay silent. Their mothers stay silent. Their family members stay silent. And this man thinks it's okay to continue hurting people the way he does. Because a man can always move on. A man can just move on. No questions asked. But a woman has to account for every single pain that she's been through. Every single action that she has. Every single depression that she has. Every single insecurity that she has. We have to account to that. We have to own up to that. We get told that we're crazy, we're nuts, we are this, we are that, over and over again. When we've been destroyed by we've been destroyed by the men in our lives. We've been destroyed by the men we choose to have as boyfriends, partners, husbands. We've been destroyed. We've been destroyed as women. And I'm sorry, I have no respect for no man who does not understand the value of a good woman, the value of a woman. I am tired of seeing my sisters, my friends hurting, being emotionally drained, starved of love and affection because of insecure men. Because of men that they choose to love. Because we're trying so hard to be loved. We're trying to do the right thing. And If men at 40 are treating women this way, what hope do we have in hell that our younger generations, our kids are going to have happy marriages and happy lives and happy relationships when their own parents, their own fathers cannot even treat the mothers or the women in their lives good? Excuse me. I am so sorry if I am loud. I am sorry if my emotions are rising. This is personal to me because that's my friend. And just seeing how excited she was a week ago to now how low she got. I need y'all to help me out. Who is right and who's wrong in this situation? And why is it that men can go around treating women like this? And how do we as men and women come together to start understanding each other? Because right now, the way things is looking, dating a man gives you anxiety. Blatantly, dating a man these days gives you anxiety because you never know. It gives you so much anxiety because you start questioning yourself, doubting who you are. You don't know how to act because men are no longer transparent. Men have so many options nowadays with women. There's so many beautiful women in the world. Men do not have to try hard anymore. You can be replaced as a woman. Standard, you can be replaced. Especially if you're a single mother. Oh, definitely you can be replaced. Because a man knows a woman with child finds it a lot harder to move on than a man who has a child but is walking around here single, free, and living his life. So I just want to end this by saying, if you are not ready to give a woman what she needs in a relationship, leave that woman alone. Stop coming in our lives and disrupting our lives. Stop trying to have what you can't afford. Stop coming to disrupt our emotional, mental, and physical. Because you, as a man, don't know yourself. You're immature and you have issues. Men really need to start dealing with their mental health. Men need to start looking at themselves in the mirror and addressing the demons that they're walking around with. It's not y'all's fault. Whatever it is y'all are going through, whatever it is that's making y'all act this way, it's not your fault. But it's your responsibility to fix yourself. It's your responsibility to stop making excuses and do the work. Don't blame me for your shit. Don't ruin me because you're unhappy with yourself. Don't control me because you lack self-esteem. And don't disrespect me because you were raised by ignorance. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to go there. Guys and girls, treat each other nicely. Treat each other with respect. And be honest with each other. Ladies, my thoughts and prayers go out to each one of you. If any of you can relate to anything I've just said, please continue to keep your standards high. Don't give yourself up to these losers. And you know what? If a man, uses and abuses you, please walk away. Please know when to walk away. And if you are like my friend, have been treated or dumped or stood up in this way, don't let that break you. He's going to get what's coming to him. He's karma. You continue being the amazing woman that you are, being the strong, independent woman that you are, the beautiful woman that you are. And one day, you're going to find your soulmate. Until then, you be happy and proud of yourself because you're amazing. Shouts out to every woman out there who is single, lonely, looking for love. Shouts out to you. And I pray that love finds you, Cupid finds you, and you live happily ever after. I'm your girl, Cookie, Miss Capricorn, Miss Tell It Like It Is, Cookie Crew. Peace.